name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. William Temple, who was Archbishop of Canterbury during the Second World War, was the author of the famous remark, "The Church is the only organization that exists for people who are not its members." The Church then has to be inclusive and outward looking. A church that is inward looking and preoccupied with its own concerns is a church in trouble. To quote another well-known saying, "The church that looks to itself dies by itself." The survey that we carried out last autumn was indeed largely inward looking, almost by definition. It asked basically, who are we? What are we like, we members of St. Ursula's? And what do we think of our church? One frequent response was that we are a diverse congregation, although the survey actually showed that we are not really as diverse as we think we are. About two-thirds of us are white, middle-class, English-speaking and Anglican. The question of diversity in the church has been around for a long time. Even within, a couple of years of the resurrection, we read of the apostles arguing about what are the limits of diversity, who can be a member and who can't. Peter's vision, which is described in chapter 11 of Acts, the second reading this morning, that vision seems to give a clear answer. What God has made clean, you cannot call profane or impure. All who accept the word of God then should be accepted as members of the church. And yet, as we know, the Anglican Communion today is tearing itself apart over this very issue. How diverse can the church be? In this present case, can it contain within it people with conflicting views on human sexuality? Now, I have to say, this specific issue was not mentioned in any of our survey replies, and I don't get the sense that it is actually a bone of contention among us at the present. But nevertheless, diversity is an issue. Can we reach a point where the extent of diversity does become unmanageable and the church becomes unstable as a result? In other words, our heart goes with Peter's vision of all sorts and conditions contained within that one sheet. But our head is reminded of another of Peter's experiences, the time when he had so many fish in his net that the net began to break and he could have lost the whole catch. And that is why I have stressed the importance of our common ground, the area where we can find nourishment for our roots, where we can grow and flourish. And as I have said, over two-thirds of us are there already, and I've called that common ground, what it amounts to is basically middle-of-the-road Anglicanism. And this style is indeed strange to some, and some of the answers in the survey show that there is still a lot of teaching to be done and a lot of willingness to learn as well. Obviously, if two-thirds of us are on that common ground, The remaining one third must be made welcome, and we must be ready to accept the gifts that we bring as enriching our fellowship. And that's why, for instance, I hope we can broaden our musical repertoire to include some of the things that are coming out of Africa, as well as places like Teze and Iona just now. Hospitality is a key word to help us manage diversity within our common ground. Diversity means we welcome our guests. Common ground means that there are house rules. We may not like some of them, but without them, the net could break. And it does not help to be continually discussing the house rules. That is a sign that we are preoccupied with our own concerns. Not all of the house rules are everyone's cup of tea. And we have even debated what sort of tea we should serve in the hall after the service. I have to say to you, there are more important things for the church to be talking about and doing. In the 1850s and 60s, an argument was raging about which side of the altar the priest should stand at. In his novel, Jude the Obscure, Thomas Hardy pictures his hero overcome by personal tragedy. He is crossing the grass in front of a great cathedral. He looks across at it and thinks of the world groaning in pain and trouble. And they're talking about where someone should stand, he says, in despair. Plus ça change. Pray God, no. Pray it is an encouragement to live together in harmony, for better, for worse, on our common ground, that large sheet which is the church, come down from heaven, prepared like a bride for her husband. Amen.